Alright, check one, check two. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? I know I said I wasn't going to do a stream today, but I found this PewDiePie situation to be fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And I have, I got an email from somebody. The Owen and Chaz an imposter, obviously. Yeah, I mean, is it me? Because if it isn't, it's an imposter. Anyway, it's probably just some gamma looking for acceptance. Just pants around his ankles. So the PewDiePie thing has been fascinating. PewDiePie is almost 30, so he isn't that dumb. I think he understands to agree. You know, well, we'll talk about it. But first, a word from our sponsors, Bowen Branch. If you're a little grabber and you like gold, get sponsored by Bowen Branch. No, but seriously, our Tarky Bear, the dude who sent me olive oil recently, and he's been a really good bear, good guy, starting a olive oil farm with his family. He said he was having a hard time figuring out how to do a larger scale. So I got an email from a guy named Dan. I'm catching up on stream 627. Heard the super chat about the guy producing olive oil. My brother-in-law lives in Sicily and produces really good olive oil at pretty large scale, organic, award-winning, etc. And I'd be happy to put him in touch about equipment or anything he might want to know. Not sure what the guy needs, but my brother-in-law uses mostly New Holland tractors, which are made in the USA. That's from Sack Bear. So, our Tarky Bear, email me, whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com, and I'll get you guys in touch so that you can figure out olive oil stuff, because I know he was having a hard time talking to people in other countries that don't speak English. All right. So, and I also, there's been some real funny stuff from yesterday. Obviously, some gammas came out. Tremendous response from yesterday, which is great. People seem to really like that stream. And there's two things I want to show you guys. Obviously, the gammas that think that they can, the gamma males, they're like, "You said never accept a binary. Well, what about male and female?" No, there's natural binaries. Day and night, male and female. It's created binaries. Binaries created by man. Republican, Democrat, Crip, blood, iocane powder in one glass and not the other. That's obvious to literally everyone. So when people start doing those type of gotcha moments, just know that you're the dumb one. Everyone knows that nature has binaries in them, like day and night. But when someone said, when there's a man-made created binary, that's to trick you. Okay? All good. I know most people don't require that explanation, but where it's just swarming with gamma males just saying, "I gotcha." Oh, and for the super parents that said, "How dare you? How dare you let your child watch Princess Bride? It's trauma. It's trauma." We fast forwarded the machine part, the giant rodent part, and the eels. So if you think watching people just run around the forest and sword fight is too hard on a young boy's mind, you're insane. Okay, now let's talk about PewDiePie, and then I'll read some mail. Oh, and the tour is Idaho's just about to sell out. So if you want to come on the tour, let me tell you. Ohio sold out, Portland sold out, Indiana sold out. India. Yeah, right. I don't like the smell of human feces. Idaho is at 8. 8 tickets left. Oh, no, that's VIP. Normal tickets, 17 left. Everything else is sold out. All the VIPs. Oh, no, there's 3 VIPs left for Portland. And by the way, money doesn't make you a very important... Doing a long one today. As a bee. As a bee. I thought bees were supposed to be gone. That's what I heard on the internet. And I was so scared I didn't have children. And how funny was it yesterday that there was a caterpillar crawling on my shoulder? There's just a caterpillar. I was talking about how there's demons on shoulders and there's just a caterpillar crawling down my shoulder. It was really, really funny. I just watched the Dean Show interview with you, Owen. It was really touching to see y'all come together. Great job. Anytime, Tiny Bear. I really like that guy. Can't wait for Portland show. I'll be there. Nice. I'm working on material as we speak. Yeah, take that, VIPs. Yeah, you can't. It doesn't make you an actual VIP. It's just a it's just helpful. And I can meet up with you before the show and we can do like a high five situation. But I'll still meet up. I'll still shake hands and take pictures after. I'm strongly against telling people that they have to pay to meet me. It's really G-A-Y. Oh, and my cousin loves you. You have a great cousin. Stick with that guy. Good dude. All right. Come to San Diego. I will eventually. Great stream yesterday. Thank you, Odin Bear. VIP ticket name sucks. Call it supporter ticket. Spaghetti Bear, you're in a timeout. 1 second. All right. Think about what you just did, Spaghetti Bear, and come back. Supporter ticket sounds insanely stupid. Should I lisp it, Spaghetti Bear? Should I lisp it? Supporter ticket. Are you a supporter? Do you support me? I just need support. I need emotional support. You're in the timeout. You have the bear. If he didn't have a bear name, he would have been banned for life for that. Do you slap that guy, Big Bear? Which guy? I mean, I have. In the past, there has been slaps in the past. All right, so PewDiePie donates $50,000 to ADL. Was he blackmailed? Asks nonsense name Caroline John on a suspicious day of 9/11/2019 at 5:41 a.m. Okay, so I read this and I'm like, what? PewDiePie? Why would? Because the way the world works now is the bullies have become the are the bullied and the it's all upside down. So now the little grabbler who still wets his bed at 30, who lives in his mommy's basement whacking off to pornos, now attacks the tall, blonde, successful legend. That's the way the world works now if you buy into that nonsense. Don't buy into it. You know? And the thing that I know about bullies, because I know quite a bit about bullies, is, you know, I've bullied a lot of grabblers. The best thing about bullies is don't give in to it or else they won't stop, you know? So I saw this and I said, oh no, PewDiePie, no! Once they taste the nickel, and by the way, I haven't really bullied grabblers. I was just joking. It just seems like this day and age, everybody's always like, I was bullied. I wasn't really bullied. I was treated like a man by other men. I was treated like a boy by other boys. I was mocked. I've been beat up. It helped me. It helped me grow. So, I was bullied. Just remember to be nice. Don't be nice. If someone still pisses his pants, you know, call them names. Point at them. Say, ew. Ew, you smell like piss and shit. Israel caught spying on the White House. Oh, yeah, it's called the 70 Congress people that have dual citizenship. They're called... Yeah, I think the Israeli spying device is called Jared Kushner. PewDiePie is 21 Rogan style. He's also a nice blonde Swede. And so the little grabblers at the ADL, disgusting little terrorist organization. And PewDie gave in. And I was like, no! Because once they taste it, they never stop. It's like, you know, it's just like throwing a woman into a Supermax prison gen pop, you know, it's just they'll pick your bones dry if you give them $1. Okay, so I was obviously like, but there's a reason I'm doing a whole stream just on this, because it's fascinating. I would love your insight. So then I see this today, and whenever the media uses pictures like this, they're trying to discredit people. It's trying to make it look like he does a half a pound of cocaine a day. Look at those eyes. They've done it to me too. PewDiePie rescinds donation to Jewish group after fan outrage because he has 100 million nine-year-olds that were like, what's an ADL? And then they all learned what a grabber was and they're like, that's insane. And so has PewDiePie, so at this point I'm like, no, that's even worse because now they're just going to keep coming. If you grabble a grabble, they're just now going to think you owe them and it's like you're involved with the mafia. It's just like, ah. But then I, people started commenting and really changed my opinion on it. Like I saw Jonesy here, who's coming to the Indiana show, by the way. I'm really excited. E. Michael Jones, legend. He's been attacked by the ADL. He's given up not one inch. Doesn't even bother him. He thinks it's funny. So do I. When the ADL comes at me, I think it's funny. I think they're funny little pussies. E. Michael Jones said, glad you backed out of the deal, PewDiePie. Your $50,000 would have been used to silence and censor other creators on YouTube. By the way, that's a fact. There's a reason that I take down my streams. Go to unauthorized.tv if you want to see my whole backlog. That's where they're all safe from the ADL, little grabby, little shit fingers, little terrorist organization. Just trying to silence anyone over fucking 5'5 and white. They hate tall people and white people. Hate. And so, because they're short little grabblers. And they haven't put grabber yet in their little book of hate words, which includes the number 12, the number 13 white t-shirts. So they can't use it yet to take me down. Grabbler. Oh, 5'5", yeah, I don't really speak in those terms anyway. I'm just trying to talk to the new people. 15 Rogans. So PewDiePie just out-grabbled the grabblers. Wow, another hate-filled anti-hate group. Exactly. Oh, dude, no one's worse than the ADL. Do you want to know how the ADL was formed? So a grabbler raped a girl to death. True. This is how the ADL started. A rape. Think of the horror of rape. Now think of the horror of rape so violent that a Jewish man killed her as he was raping her, a white girl. So the grabblers pay off a judge and went, and the guy got no justice. This is how the ADL was formed, guys. So a group of people that loved the girl that was raped to death hung the grabbler. And so, great. So the guy who raped a girl to death, and when he avoided justice, that's what happened, okay? So, oh, we got Jezzar, right. Was Michael, no justice, no peace, LOL. I don't like your LOL, Brett. You almost got, Pew is mocking them? I think he's mocking them. The grabber sounds like a McDonald's character. Yeah, it's like a McDonald's character, except like way, 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 way worse. SPLC ranks up there with ADL as far as hate groups go. Yeah, the president of the SPLC recently resigned because it was proven that he raped his daughter. And then Brownstein, the next in line, resigned as well because she knew he raped his daughter. And then Cohen also resigned because they all knew that he used to rape his daughter. So that's the type of disgusting Jewish people that we're talking about. And yes, they are disgusting. If you rape your daughter, you're disgusting. If you defend a guy who raped a girl to death, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. Awful lot of gamma trolls in the chat today. Oh, yeah. You think? We have over 3,000 people talking about grabbers. BB, what are you doing for teeth whitening? Looking bright? Nothing. I haven't been to the dentist since I was 18. 9/11 stream was epic. Oh, sweet. Thank you. I know I wasn't even going to do one today, but this PewDiePie thing is fascinating. So a lot of people were telling me, what if PewDiePie did this whole thing just to wake up all the 9-year-olds? He has 100 million people following him. So they try and shake him down for money. They say, we're going to kick you off YouTube unless you give us money. So he gives them money and then takes it back. He says, you're not going to get my money. And so now his entire audience is aware of grabbers. Now, this is when things get even more interesting. I did a stream last night called Owen of House Bear, Friend of the Jew on Instagram, because I hate the devil and I can always sense, not always, I've been wrong in the past, but I can typically sense when a satanic plan is being hatched and try and stay ahead of it. I can feel a lot of people turning right now against Jewish people. This is why we use the term grabbler and not Jew. Because Satan wants nothing more than for a lot of people to hurt innocent Jews. So my new thing is to be real friendly to Jews, because it's going to piss off the devil. Because the devil doesn't like Jews. The devil hates Jews, just like the devil hates all human beings. So the Jew has gotten all this privilege and special treatment, and they've been going insane. What's next, Jason? I'm one of those people. The Grabalonians, right. I'm going to start being really friendly to Jews because I can feel that the devil wants me to hate Jews. You know, let's all point out their talents. Let's all try and make them feel really welcome and just do not give them any power and don't leave your daughters or wives around them. But the Jews killed Jesus. You can't blame a demographic for previous crimes or else you're setting up a legal precedent so that you can be blamed for slavery. This is great news. Thank you. Oh, I know. That's David Weiss, Jewish, great guy. Yeah, I am now the friend of the Jew. I want it to be spoken in hushed whispers where it's like, here comes Owen of House Bear, friend of the Jew, milker of goats. We love Jews. Right. I'm telling you right now, the devil is setting up a major turn on the Jews. And I just can't. I don't like grabblers. I'm never going to like Ben Shapiro or like Spielberg. These are criminals. These are rapists, guys. These are like war machine. But see, this is the thing. You got to separate the Jew from the grabbler. Because this move by PewDiePie, brilliant. Love it, by the way. Genius. But all these 9-year-olds are now like, what's a Jew? I hate these guys. All can be saved, right? You got to be a friend of the Jew. But then when they reveal themselves to be a grabber, that's when you condemn. The left turned on them long ago. The left is a made up, the left is a meaningless thing. I want to be known as Owen from House Bear, friend of the Jew. It'll fucking annoy. This is the devil. Ready? Oh, no, no, no. You can feel it. Our sin killed Jesus. Exactly. Exactly. The Jew obviously was part of killing Jesus. Well, the grabber. And they've been paying for it ever since. It's not your job to make them pay. They do it to themselves. Like, let me show you. Let me show you the fate that the Jew experience or the grabber feels every day. You shouldn't do anything. It's not your job. Like, okay, I've done this bitch's show like 5 times. Chelsea Handler. Okay, I know her. She's a grabber. Okay, so look at what she posted today. She's in hell, guys. All right, so she says, my new documentary premieres on Netflix in 2 days. It's called Hello, Privilege. It's me, Chelsea. It's about me, Chelsea, exploring white privilege. And yes, everyone should watch it, especially you, Mr. President. Okay, it's called Jewish Privilege. And the white privilege thing doesn't fool anyone anymore, Chelsea. You know, the truck driver with chronic back pain doesn't have privilege. The white kid trying to get into a college doesn't have we don't have privilege. Jews have privilege. And what does it do? It destroys their mind. This bitch is childless, drunk, envious, full of rage. She's miserable. You shouldn't wish that on your worst enemy. She's just sitting in hell. And by the way, all of the money, all the mainstream money to promote her, for young women so that they also have abortions and get drunk all the time. 271 retweets. 200. It's in the hundreds. Right now we have 3,000 people watching this. I'm a nobody in a backyard. It's not taking anymore. So listen, you don't have to do anything to these people. That's hell. So she has Jewish privilege. She calls it white privilege. And she's just using it to shame people because she feels never-ending shame, resentment. She has no family, guys. You trust me on this. You don't wish a single, childless, 50-year-old drunk existence on any woman. There's a few women that I guess they're just made for it, but like in general, it's hell. It's misery. She's an animated puppet of just demons. It's insane to witness. So this is what I propose. Start viewing this not as like, oh, I hate Chelsea Handler, because people hate this bitch. People are starting to hate Jews, legitimately, because the trick is over. There's no white privilege, guys. Where's the white? There's no white. It's Jewish privilege. Jewish. And we all know it. The ADL can't silence anymore. Now, understand that you shouldn't wish that on your enemy to be privileged like that. You should earn your own keep. Be a fighter. Be an underdog. Climb out of hell. You know, the path is the goal, you know? The good fight. Purpose. You ruin it. Like, the Jews have had that taken from them by grabbers. The Holocaust narrative hurts Jews more than anybody. And that's a fact. To be told every day that everybody hates you, it's like, it's so damaging to these people. So what is our response? Befriend them. Because if you have a detachment, don't put them in the Senate, don't watch their pornos, don't take their loans, but like, befriend them. Like, offer them kindness. Forgive them. Because the devil wants you to strike them. I can feel it. I'm an empath. BB, you have opened my eyes to a lot of things. Anytime, Brett. I'm white and I live in a car delivering food to immigrants. Exactly. That's why these things don't work anymore. And just like in The Princess Bride, the grabber dies from his own poison. You know? I'll show you the image again. For those of you that just watch the episode from yesterday if it's deleted. Someone made this one. This is really, or no, let me just show you the scene again. Just never forget this scene in Princess Bride. It's very, very true. So you have the whore of Babylon, and then you have the grabber. And the grabber's like, I will not drink I clearly can't drink the wine in front of me. I can't drink the wine in front of you. And what does he do? His own poison kills him. It's in Proverbs. It's like, you don't have to do anything. You should live your life. You got to show up every day, lace up those boots, work hard, have kids, love your wife, you know, have a good time. You know, don't live in despair, the pits of despair. You know, that's all they are. And PewDiePie just woke up a lot of people to the wicked ways of the ADL. Now, I really hope that they understand the kindness. Yeah, it's kill them with kindness. It's not even about killing them, but I understand what you're saying. You have to truly forgive these people. Because the devil wants you to kill them. I can feel it. I want to be known. Owen of House Bad, breaker of spells. Slayer of the wizard. Friend of the Jew. Milker of goats. Because when you forgive them and when you give them kindness, you don't fall for their traps. See them as, this is me in a typical, this is me and Dave Weiss. You want to see a picture of me and Dave Weiss? Hang on. 1 second. Did I not add it? From, I'll show you a picture of me and Dave Weiss. Hang on. So here's me and Weiss. Well, actually, it's Ben Stiller. Someone made this from yesterday's stream. It's hysterically funny. That's what you got to think of them as. So there you have America and you have Israel. Not that Weiss is, I'm just joking. He's just in the chat, so I think it's funny. But aren't they Khazarians, really? Those are the grabblers. That's not a Jew. You could argue that in The Princess Bride, Indigo Montoya is the Sephardic Jew out for revenge, still in masculinity. So anyway, there's been some fascinating conversations about yesterday's stream. It's been fascinating. You know, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, everybody's been emailing me about what all the symbols mean because it really, really got people going. Ben Stiller, it's just funny. Just don't overthink it. But this is how you should picture America and Israel, because this is truly what it is. It's just, and yet he gains. I'm going as fast as I can. I have to carry three people. Remember, I found you unemployed in Greenland. It's just, that's all it is. And when you see that, you can just see him for being funny little grabby, you know, little guys. Because hatred is hatred no matter who it's towards. And the Jew has been infiltrated by the grabber badly. And the vengeance, if you take the vengeance from God and you act out against the Jew, you will enter hell. You'll enter the pits of despair because it's not your job to do that. You are not here to do that. Chelsea Handler is her own hitman. She's sitting alone drinking with no family. Most grabbers are Satanists. A lot of people are Satanists. It's not just the grabbers. That if you think that all of evil rests in one demographic, you are not only are you not accurate, you're a liability to the good guys. Scott Adams. Oh, look at Scott Adams. Scott Adams isn't a Jew. And look at this. Can I retweet? Is it okay if I say? Could it be? Here's Scott Adams drinking coffee. Time for the simultaneous sip. Sure. And then Scott Adams says, odds of this being fake news equals high. Hey, Scott, odds you're a pedophile is high. Look at him. He looks like a walking tampon. A listening device around the White House is high. Scott Adams is like, oh. And he has this young, like, prostitute-looking girlfriend named Christina that he parades around that's, like, 50 years younger than him. And she clearly just gets plowed by any guy that looks at her. And so he's just, I mean, he blamed China for the fentanyl death of his stepson. Don't get me wrong, that was a powerful episode. That was before I saw Scott for the shill he was. I actually shed a few tears. But this is crazy. This is Scott Adams drinking coffee. Time for the simultaneous sip. Oh! God, that guy's annoying. He's so gross. I think the odds he's a pedo is 50-50. It's a coin flip. Oh, someone brought up something interesting. When you're faced with a fake binary, Republican, Democrat, you know, liberal, conservative, and they're both poison glasses, someone, you know, flip it, right? Someone said, a coin has three sides, you know? I'm just doing mine. What's next? Genocide? Scott sells a lot of books due to his MAGA followers. Right. He didn't even really predict Trump would win. He predicted it and then went back on it. And then Vox Day predicted Trump would win during Iowa. No, he did it before. South Carolina, he predicted it. He was like a year ahead of schedule when everyone wasn't. Scott Adams was like, could it be? Mind if I? Simultaneous ship. Oh. Yeah, I truly am. I'm trying to figure out how to befriend the Jew. I want to be known as Owen of House Bearer, friend to the Jew. I'm just going to start really seeing their schemes as talents. Israel claimed anti-Semitism for being caught spying. Right, they're just terrible. So the anti-Semitism industry is falling. So much faster than people can possibly comprehend. So this is the point now to keep Logos. You can't hate the Jews. I mean, you can. It's just the wrong answer. I can tell. I can feel, you know. The Muslims have this concept of jinn, which are demons, interdimensional demons. And they are, and the plural of it, or the singular of jinn is genie. Is that fascinating? And they come from smoke. And they have free will just like humans have free will. It's really fucking interesting stuff. Israel can't help but spiral. I mean, they just picture Chelsea Handler except like millions of them. They're like, oh, I've had such a day. So, you know, it's almost like hating. It's just... just let it go. It's all about loving the Jew. You don't... it's real hard to do. I don't know. Your gut serves you well. You're right... what was that verse? You're right about this. I know I am. Thank you, West Side Bear, because I like West Side Bear a lot, obviously. But you can feel what the script wants you to do. And we've been getting fucked over by Jews for a while now. Like, this is a Jewish empire. We're being ruled by foreigners that are Jews, and it's driving everybody mad, right? So this is the point when everyone starts getting really pissed off at Jews. So how do you get off that? You just don't do it. Just don't do that. That's what they want. The Jew will get what's coming, but it doesn't have to be from us Christians that deal with it. God will do it. Right. And a lot of Jews are savable and they're good guys. I like a lot of them. You love Dave Smith. It's not about. Yeah. But I could get into that more, though. There is no such thing as ethnic whatever. All right. All I'm saying is the move is to be good to them. I know it's the move. I know it is. And I was calling them out when no one else was. So I got street cred. Someone sent me this. 9/11 Ashton Kutcher punked. All right, I'm now going to read some mail. But do Jews want to even be loved at all? A lot don't. It's not your job to figure that out. Just love the Jew. Because it's the best armor. It's the best armor. So are you Dave a good guy? No. He did a whole episode where he urinated on Jesus. But it's not about being a good guy. It's just about forgiveness. I forgive my dad. You know? My dad stole $250,000 from my mom and had affairs with dudes. It's like, if you don't, you end up a very bitter person. I know people that can't forgive. Forgiveness does not mean forget. My dad will never be around my children till the day he fucking dies. But loving your enemy is different than the wicked, though. The enemy would be like Magic Johnson loving Larry Bird. It's not like the sodomite is different. I think about this a lot. Love the Jew, hate the grabber. I like that. Because you got to give your enemy, and in a lot of ways, Jews are the enemy. Let's just be honest. You have to give, but like a Magic Johnson, Larry Bird enemy, not like a burglar. You have to give your enemy a way out. You know, you have to give the person sitting across from you at a negotiating table a way out. You can't just give them you can't just corner them and burn their ships and shit, you know? Because then they'll just act fucking insane. Then that's not forgiveness. You're now banned. Don't tell me what forgiveness is and what is not. It is forgiveness. Just because I forgive my father doesn't mean I trust my father to be around my family. I don't have to let my father in my life. That has nothing to do with forgiveness. Don't ever try and do that again. Well, he can't now. He's banned for life. Thank you. Dallas the Doberman has just been put back on his leash. Roll of nickels, solid Sanzubibi. Right. It's true. You got to give your enemy a way out. So if you give kindness to the Jew and you keep him from becoming the grabber, it'll pay off in exponential dividends. If you repeat the cycle, look at the 109 nations. If you repeat the cycle, the devil uses the Jews so well that it's like, when you see the pattern, it's laughable how obvious it is. Forgive, but don't forget. Right, I forgive. I don't carry. All right, here's the story. I've told this on podcast before, but a boy and his father are walking through the woods, and a noble elite says, "Peasant, come here." And they're walking, and the father says, what do you need, sir? And he says, carry me across the stream, peasant. And the father says, okay. And he carries him across the stream, and he puts him down, and the boy and the father keep walking. Now the son is furious. He's silently just thinking about it over and over and over again, and how the nobleman disrespected his father, and after hours, he says, "Dad, why did you let him talk to you like that?" And the father said, "Son, I put him down hours ago. Why haven't you?" You know, I love that story. Because it's like, I put him down miles ago. Why didn't you put him down? And it's so true. It's like, I put my father down miles ago. But that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that you have to invite that man into your house. It doesn't mean you have to, you trust him with money. You know, it just means I put him down. It's the same with Jews. It's like, but the Jew, I mean, 9/11 and the bit, it's like, if look at my stream yesterday, 9/11 had a lot more factors to it than Jews. And Jew is different than grabber. That's like saying American. Do you know the horror America's inflicted on the world? Did you do it? Did your son do it? Did your family do it? No. It's very similar to Jews. And just because they associate you with the Holocaust and making them into lampshades and shit, they're traumatized people. There are people that are in a constant state of a PTSD situation. The grabbers like Spielberg and all these Bergs, Katzenberg, Geffen, they've done a magic trick on Jews where they keep showing them horrors of the Holocaust over and over and over and over, exaggerating it, like making it 5D until the Jew can't function without anxiety, shame. Chelsea Handler, I have sympathy for her. Where is that? Like, look at her. She's in hell. She has no children. Nobody calls her mama. No one will call her grandmother. No one calls her wife. No one calls her beautiful. Hey, baby, good morning. How'd you sleep? She never hears that. My wife every morning sees me, her husband, this giant oaf but strong, in the kitchen, and she comes down, and I'm making coffee, and I'm just like, "How'd you sleep, baby?" Chelsea Handler will never experience that. Ever. Forgiveness doesn't mean trust gets reinstated. Exactly, White Rabbit. Doesn't mean trusting them. And Dallas, that Dallas queer that just got banned is like, then that means you didn't. It's just, how do you not know? Very aggressive, passive aggressive. Grabbers hurt the Jews and are about to do it again. Right, well, they're trying to. Don't take the ticket. And there will be Jews that get hurt. There's enough rage. There's enough angry people. There's enough people without God, without logos, where they will make horrible mistakes. But you don't have to be a part of that. This is a test of you. Like, you are being tested in this realm. You. What other people do doesn't matter. It's all one-on-one. You know, we fucked up in Eden. We're here. And it's a test. It's like, you can't cheat off someone else. You can't, what other people's grade doesn't affect your grade. You know, especially now that the PewDiePie thing happened. Brilliant move by him, I think. Or just dumb luck. But the young people need to be exposed to the grabware slowly so they don't just freak out and just start hurting them. Today, Owen, Kebby Bearify is Prowling Bear. Welcome. All right. Trust should be reserved for confirmed vetted allies. Right. All single childless women by choice are not strong. They are miserable and weak. Yes, that's the whole point. So when you see something like this, it really helps you understand where these people are coming from. They're full of shame and envy. And it's all the deadly sins. So she can't even say... She's so privileged that she thinks she can just keep attacking the president of her host country. And she identifies as a Jew. You know, her mother's a Jew. So it's like, she's like, Mr. President. It's not easy to not hate these people. I know, trust me, I fucking know. But it's like, you have to figure out how to befriend them. And show them kindness because other people are watching. It's not even about the Jew who's this miserable. It's about the kids watching you and how you act towards them. Because it's less about saving these people. I mean, she's taken so many tickets and black dicks that she's gone. She's a goner. But, like, other people watch us and how we handle problems. You know, how we handle justice, how we handle condemnation, living. And that's an important thing to do. She belongs to Canada. She belongs in Canada. Well, I could think of some other places she belongs, but, you know, I'll just keep that to myself. Hey, Big Bear, it's Copy Brown's Bear again, aspiring joke writer. Looking forward to the You're Doing Great Kid tour. I want to explain my joke you read earlier that I don't think you understood. It went like this. Anytime I see a millennial with a semicolon tattoo, I always say, hey, I like your tattoo. You want to hang sometime? The semicolon tattoo is a symbol millennials with the victim mindset will always very openly tattoo on their arms to let others know that they are strongly considering suicide. Oh, okay. Suicide, but decided it was not a good move. That's funny. If it were vets to generally have this tattoo, I would have more sympathy, but it's always SJW females who work at coffee. Oh, yeah, and by the way, males are way more likely to kill themselves. Women just want attention. Like Chelsea Handler, she will never, she would never kill herself. She's just got too much misery to spread. By the way, killing yourself is a mortal sin. Don't ever do it. But I don't even have to tell that to most people. Most people just instinctively know you don't hurt the face of God, of God's image. It's insane. It's insane that people even do that. Also, I'm sorry to inform, but the Grabber Football League is almost identical to the bit that Tlaib Starks does on Compound Media. He's called the NNFL, which is a football league that covers the major cities in America and the crimes that are committed by bike thieves. Well, that's black people. It's obviously different. It's a hilarious bit, but I think it's a definite case of parallel thinking. Of course it is. You guys have witnessed how this all came about every day on live streams. Whatever. I had some sketch it. Maybe I'll just bail on it then. I don't want to do someone else's bit, but it's not really the same. Mine are more about conspiracies. His are more about bike thieves, which are black people. In case you guys didn't pick that up. NNFL, that's pretty funny. The Nigger National Football League is what he's trying to say. I had some sketch ideas and wanted to get your thoughts. Forensic Files, a crime with a murder and pedophile case surrounding the Clinton body count are researched and investigated. Uncle Tom Agachi, an advertisement for a video game where you spend time maintaining all the cares needed for those living in the Democratic plantation. Yeah, I'm not into the right-left shit these days. Like, I don't care about Democrats or Republicans. I think it's all retarded. And that's not despair. That's being above it, literally. It's just like, the NNFL is just called the NFL. All right. An episode of Behind the Music that documents the uprising story and eventual crash of a rock band cucked by political correctness. A Grabber commercial for credit cards with insane interest rates. That one's funny. That eventually turns the user into slaves. That's funny. Rex Jones says you need to take your medication, but his name is literally RX, the symbol for pharmacy. Weird. Much love from Nashville, Coffee Grounds Bear. Thank you, Coffee Grounds Bear. Open this up. N-word NFL. I know, dude, saying N-word is so pathetic that people do that. It's one thing to call someone names. It's another thing to just say, oh, the N-word. But yet you'll say necrophiliac. Oh, thank you. Whoever just sent me that super chat. Very nice. It's like, so how on earth are you justifying that one word is, well, one is associated with slavery. Well, I know it's associated with slavery. Debt. Is that the D word? Is the D word debt? What about SL, student loans? Do I have to say the S word? Because that's wage slavery. It's just like so fucking stupid. I'm not going to play their games. And the devil wants you to play their games. Handler is killing herself slowly through booze. Yeah, she's got adrenochrome now. Tyrants versus free men, it's a meaningless dichotomy. Words only have power you give them. Exactly, Dogwood Bear. I remember the day I became a member of this channel on YouTube was the day they stopped all your subscriptions. So why then I'm mad at you then for it. Grab where parodies, what's next, Genocide? Yeah, pick your own cotton is the whole thing. Always pick your own cotton. We should have just done it ourselves. Think about how much we've had to pay just that some people wouldn't pick their own fucking cotton. It's so easy to just pick the cotton. And now it's just never-ending debt and crime. Did you decide to offer more VIPs for Indy? No, I'm just keeping it small. Sorry. Dear Owen, well, this is long overdue. Thank you for everything. May God bless you and your family. Love, Joshua. P.S. May I be verified as Art Chuleta Bear. Welcome. Last one for the day, and then I'm out of here. I wasn't even going to do a stream today, but forgive and don't have wrath. The wrath of man does not work with the righteousness of God. True. That's very, very, very important. And we can just always have a great time. Thank you. That was very generous, David. We can always have a great time if we just do that. You have to understand, like, when I was a kid, I used to like the Yankees. And I'd say we. Like, we won. You know, 96, like the World Series. Like, we won the World Series. And I realized that I didn't win the World Series. Those guys did. It's very similar to a lot that's happening with politics and with grabbling and babbling. That's not us. So you carry the hate in your heart or the love in your heart has nothing to do with those people. I never won the World Series. The Yankees did. When I kept saying we, I've never put anyone in slavery. When I just said we there, it's like, This whole mess that we're just witnessing, it's not affecting us as much as you think it is. And I know some of you guys are saying like, oh, it must be nice. You have your own homestead and stuff. It's like, dude, the reason I have over 3,000 people on a backup channel, even shadow ban and all that, is because everyone knows where my life has been and where it's come from. Not, it wasn't given to be by man. Like, I've been down some pretty dark roads, you know? I love the Yankees, but I never say we won the World Series. Well, yeah, I mean, I used to say it all the time. It's like saying we just invaded Iran or we aren't going to war with Iran. It's like, they. I'm not involved with these people anymore, emotionally. We didn't go to the moon. Someone else, no one's been to the moon. The moon isn't a moon. It's not a moon. It's not a rock. People are letting politics create the reality. Create your own. Yes, exactly. These false binaries are. Oh, dude, we should just watch the wannabe a member thing one more time. Just watch it all the way through. Cartoon. I don't know how to find this. Creepy cartoon. Oh, yeah. Watch this. I've done a whole thing on this, but this is very relevant. All right. It's called Bimbo's Initiation. It's from like the 30s. All right, watch this. It's so creepy.
We are tough, you bet, filled with college prep. Bring him on, we cry. B-I-M-B-O. Bimbo.
Okay, so this is man before he goes into the pits of despair. Watch. He's just instantly walking around. Who? look who does it. It's the Devil Mouse. It's Disney. Look. Disney locks him in this state of despair. And now he enters the binary. This is the binary hell right here. Want to be a member? Want to be a member? It's like, once you enter that world, there's no getting out unless you have Christ. And that sounds preachy, but it's true. Whatever. It's just true. It's like, red team, blue team, Republican, Democrat, Bloods, Crips, who are you? Which one are you? Which team are you on? Descent. So here's the initiation, guys. And they're all homos, too. The real N-word is no. Just don't play their game. Just don't. And they're like, well, which one? So either they take our guns or we have to start shooting the police. It's like, both those options lead to hell. Fake binaries. Of course, there's real binaries in the world. There's night, day, boy, girl. But a fake binary, like, okay, it's like going up to a girl and be like, okay, so what's it going to be? Condom or no condom when we fuck? It's like, so what are my options? I either can use a condom or not use a condom. It's like, how about I don't fuck you? How does that sound? No, but you got to choose either condom on my dick or no condom on my dick. It's like, I'm pretty sure there's another option here.
By the mystic order of the... Want to be a member? Want to be a member?
No.
What? Listen to that. Listen to the grabber voice, because in anticipation of the torture, listen.
Oh.
You hear that? Listen.
Want to be a member? Want to be a member?
No. There's the way out.
It's all about humiliation rituals. They love to watch and mock. That's what Satan does. That's what the jinn do, the demons. Now, welcome to the Upside Down. Sound familiar?
Want to be a member? Want to be a member?
No. Ouch.
Now they're trying to fuck him in the ass. It's the daily grind. Work, DMV. New shoes, new car. Work, get that promotion. Welcome to another test. The upside. And by the way, it's once he got one into the sewer, it's been game over. Watch this. This is all about illusion. The magic trick of the grabbler. Fear. Oh, fear. Look. So this is, just watch this. So he's full of terror and he sees what's causing it, the flame. This can also be applied to Jews right now. It's like the Jew is the flame to the world right now. But watch what really happens.
Oh, yes, come on. Oh.
It's not real. It's all an illusion. Right? Terror, fear. What do we do? We'll do anything. We'll do anything we want. We'll do anything. And then it's just nothing.
Oh.
Want to be a member? Want to be a member?
No.
Now. That's Mug Club. Oh. So now you have Skull and Bones.
Oh.
Number 13.
Hello, May. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Black hands.
Ouch.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Distorted. Okay, so this is currency. It's all because everything that has to do with money is all water metaphors. You know, current, currency, liquid, frozen assets, underwater, afloat, the bank, the river bank, all of it. So this has to do with currency. And look at the checkered Illuminati floor. Boom.
Come inside, big boy.
What a pippin.
Another layer. He has to eat his own heart.
Gulp.
No.
So they tried using fear and trauma, and it didn't work. So now they're trying another thing. Now they're using lust.
Wanna be a member?
Yes.
So now he's in hell forever. The devil was chasing him. Damn it, boomers, how did this get by you? It's just like, the boomers are like, this is great. Let's show all our kids. His laugh was such a grabber, like, oh, he took the ticket, exactly. No, that's obviously not for kids. It's barely for 39-year-old bears like me. Dear Big Bear, greetings from a 6'3" Christian man, North Central Oklahoma. I'm the father of 8 children, crushing. When most people discover I have 8 children, they're in a state of shock. Many will say, don't you know what causes that? I smile and reply, yes, I do, and I like it. I greatly appreciate your message to men to get married, have children, and homeschool their children. I really enjoy your comedy. I hope the following gives hope to men who have been divorced. My first son was born 39 years ago. However, my first wife left us both when he was 2. I was devastated, but took on the role of a single parent with physical custody. I always knew my purpose in life was to be a husband and to be a father to more than one child. I married my second wife 30 years ago. She is an excellent wife and always been a stay-at-home mom. 9 months after we were married, our first son was born. In the next 13 years, we were given 2 more sons, then 1 daughter, and then 3 sons. We would have had more children, but we could not conceive any more after 7 children. We have been richly blessed. May I be verified as father of 8 Bear. Welcome, father of 8 Bear. We have homeschooled our children. What good is it to have godly children and then sacrifice them to the indoctrination of the immoral state? Completely agree. Our children have grown up and they have Christian critical thinking skills and are socially well adopted. I have no regrets for having and raising 8 children. May the Lord bless and keep you and your family. Sincerely, David. Thank you. Oklahoma, crushing, crushing. PewDiePie cancels donation. I know. Oh, new Mountain Bear vid. No way. So we'll do this and then that's it. Watch this from the beginning. Someone get a hold of Autarky Bear. We got a guy that can help him with his needs for olive oil production. One second. Benjamin Bits. I can't wait. It's like Christmas. Oh, 9/11. Yes. Hang on. I'll download it. This is great. Mountain Bear. It's Owen Benjamin. It's Mountain Bear is his name on here. Subscribe to it. Unauthorized.tv. Become a member. Want to be a member? And also unbearablesmerchandise.com for the new Pumpy the Bear shirt. Only you can prevent sodomy. Hugepianist.com/tour if you want to go to Idaho. I'll do another tour, though. I'm doing a tour in Europe next, I think. Or Texas. Welcome to my world. I don't know where I'm going to be. 9/11, here we go. Scott Adams is such a fucking pussy. It's insane. Right, here we go. He can only get off if he has a coffee cup in his hand. I'm assuming we all know that 9/11 is a deception as we're doing this.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
We're sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower of a TV. You know, the TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
Okay, that's what you thought to yourself? As you just saw, like, a bunch of Americans die? It's just so psychopathic.
Yes, this is a very well-planned, very well-coordinated attack, which suggests it's very well-organized centrally, and there are only 3 or 4 candidates in the world, really, who could have conducted this attack.
Bin Laden comes to mind right away, Mr. Brimmer.
In the meantime, however, the Israeli government is said by sources to believe that Osama bin Laden is responsible for the operation.
Reporting and speculating is that there is only one terror organization in this world that could coordinate this kind of event, and that would be something operated by Osama bin Laden.
Mr. Ambassador, we have any idea whatsoever who may be responsible for this?
Probably are 4 possible candidates. There's the Osama bin Laden Al-Qaeda group that you've been talking about.
But you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Enormous numbers of us. We see all of this video, these live pictures of where the towers used to stand. But the question is, where is all the rubble? It seems so flattened. How could so much steel and concrete just vaporize? Did it all turn to dust?
$5 billion of insurance coverage on the WTC complex, which earlier that year had been valued at $1.2 billion. Silverstein had insisted on doubling that amount, insuring the buildings for $3.55 billion.
Of how much of the plane actually impacted the building?
You know, it might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual site of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand.
Fox affiliate, he was back there just a couple of minutes ago, and Chris, I've seen the pictures. It looks like there's nothing there except for a hole in the ground.
Basically, that's right. The only thing, no, there was nothing that you could distinguish that a plane had crashed there.
The fires are said to be in buildings 7 and 5. This morning, it was towers 1 and 2 that were hit by the airplanes that collapsed. There are now fears of more fire and possible collapse in buildings 7 and 5.
Right.
Oh man, that one's so intense. Well done, Mountain Bear. Just I still can't believe how many of us were tricked. It's so fucking stupid. Oh. Pockets was being clever yesterday. He did a video about demolishing buildings, but never mentioned how it tied in. Oh yeah, I saw that. It was really funny. He was like, for no reason, let's just talk about it. Because the largest building that's ever been demolished was like 300 feet or something. And just how impossible it is and how like much debris and shit. There's just, it's so silly looking now. I know, especially the Pentagon. It's like, there was no picture, there was no pieces of any plane or footage of it. Well done, Mountain Bear. Oh yeah, asking for a friend is great. It's a good way to understand trauma. I know. Someone said, I wasn't tricked, but I lost a lot of friends because I raised concerns with the narrative. A lot of friends. Everybody was tricked. There's no fucking chance that when you first saw that, you weren't tricked. I love Pockets yelling off to his wife about bits. Yeah, me too. It's hysterical. Grabalonians, yep. If you start hating MSM, it is easy to disbelieve. This was our country. Just Ashton Kutcher was like, you guys will never believe. Punked. You've been punked. All right, that's going to be it for me today. BB, you might like this comedy cartoon video, How Diversity Destroyed the Native American Indians. I can already see where that one's going, but I'll check it out. Did you watch Swish Family Robinson? No, I watched Princess Bride, and I'm glad I did. It really helped my stream yesterday. The Pentagon was hit with a Tomahawk cruise missile. Interesting spiral bear. Another great one, BB. Mind gravy and biscuits. Yep, and always remember, befriend the Jew. It will piss off the devil, trust me. I know how old man Satan thinks. Again, unauthorized.tv, become a member. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to send me a letter. You know, with some gold or silver. And unbearablesmerchandise.com. Much love, everybody. Have a great day. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and boil guy. Have 8 kids like the bear in Oklahoma. All right, much love. Bye, everybody.